presented here for your consideration the notion that the ordinary people surrounding you every day, on the street, the bus, at the post office, or the trendy evening venue, are, in fact, far from ordinary. That these men, women, and others form their own splinter groups behind closed doors, and that these micro-societies engage in activities often more obscure than fiction. Welcome to the Subculture.
Welcome to the Subculture podcast. I'm disgraced former celebrity dog walker, Andrew Buchanan, and my esteemed and excellent colleague is here with me.
I'm Joe, disgraced former micro-dolphin breeder.
Micro-dolphin breeder. A niche market in the sex doll culture, if ever there was one.
Yes, it was a well-earned disgrace.
We are here to talk today about ASMR, or, as I've come to think of it, a sex measure for recluses, ASMR. But that's not what it actually stands for, right? It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, if my poor research is to be believed.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement on that so far. We've got it right as far as it goes. So what is ASMR, Andy?
Well, that is a good question.
Or more exactly, do you want to say what your preconceptions of it were before you started the research, if you had any?
Just from a description and that strange scientific-sounding title, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response doesn't tell me anything. I'm led to believe it's like a tingling sensation that starts at the top of your head and moves down the back of your spine. And I do have some ideas about what I thought it was before I started looking into it. But before I dive into that, I maybe just acknowledge my poor list of sources for doing this research. So I've had a look mostly on YouTube, I'll be honest, various channels that people are hosting some of this stuff on. I'll actually mention them as we go through. I've also had a quick look in Psychology Today and the New York Times, of all places. But mostly it's like YouTube videos of people that actually make this kind of content or talk about this kind of content. There was also a helpful article from digitmagazine.com where someone was talking about the people that make the content creators for ASMR, but please jump in with what you found.
I also looked at similar sources. I spent some time on Reddit and on the ASMR University website, which seems to be the hub for the ASMR community.
And that actually
read various news articles.
Much more informed and well-read than I was expecting. It's not just us having watched two videos and screaming at each other.
Yep, I know what it is now. Got it.
First two lines of
research
Wikipedia.
Done.
I'm now a pro.
I also looked at Wikipedia, obviously. And
yeah. So sorry, you did ask what were my first impressions or preconceptions going into it. So based on absolutely no research at all and just having heard of it before, because I think it has kind of come into mainstream media in some places, to me it sounded like people getting off on specific sounds up close to a microphone. I assume it's vaguely sexual regarding the content, and some people associate like the rolling of glass marbles, but mostly it just springs to mind hot girls whispering into the microphone for pay. And I kind of assume that you need to be wearing headphones to really get that appreciation, although I found out that's not necessarily the case.
Interesting. I wouldn't have heard of ASMR if it hadn't been for online dating. And some woman who I matched with had ASMR listed as an interest in her profile. And obviously being the intelligent, thoughtful person I am, I thought, I'm going to research this person's interests and engage them in conversation about it. So that was kind of my first, I had literally no idea what ASMR was before that. And I came to the conclusion it's a nice feeling that's triggered by various kinds of special sounds. And I really didn't get much further than that. I kind of assumed, like you, that it likely has a sexual element to it. I think that's a question we're going to be asking a lot in this podcast, is it sexual?
I'll rename it.
That's certainly a question I'm going to be asking.
Is it sexual podcast? When we get into like episode 217, it'll be like, cast iron dishware, is it sexual? Listen to us for two hours and you'll find out. Absolutely.
Like everything else. I actually really do like the Cruze stuff.
Nope, don't want to hear it. Save it for 270.
Don't need to. You sure? Tell you about cast iron.
Something iron. So ASMR has made its way into mainstream media for example, if I want to list one of my very highbrow sources, the UK TV morning show called This Morning, they have on ITV. Heard of that? I mean, I assume you have it on in the background most days.
Mm-hmm.
It's hardly the source of hard-hitting journalism and analysis.
Views?
But they had a section when they still had Eamon Holmes as a presenter back in 2019. But then just a quick search said that they also have done sections on it in like 2023, 24. And they described it as that tingling sensation which starts at the top of your head and moves down your spine, because they were interviewing an ASMR content creator called Sophie Michelle, whose name I didn't write down the first time correctly. And that's the way that she described it, and said that for her, or her way of getting into it, was that it was to help people relax or to fall asleep. And she started listening to some of it herself during some kind of stress time, particularly this rolling marble sound. And her boyfriend said, oh, you could do that, this sort of whispering stuff. But she also noted, which I didn't know, and that's the first time I came across it, is that there can be visual triggers for it as well. Did you see that?
No, I didn't come across the visual one.
So when it's coming to like YouTube as a hub for this kind of stuff, and people are going there to find these videos, loads of them have got their cameras on. And this is where I also say that first thing I read about that I'm saying it's got a sexual element is because a lot of the people that make the video content as well are kind of dressing up, wearing sexy outfits and things along those lines, have particular settings. But apparently there are visual triggers for this, like fluttering your fingers in front of the camera. And we've got cameras on. I'm going to do it to Joe and just, yep, look at his little face writhing in pleasure.
That's actually agony. They look similar. So before we get into the culture surrounding ASMR, what actually is it? Did you find that aligned with your expectations?
What actually is it? So they said it's just like a nice sensation. Tingly sensation, head to spine. That's about as far as I got anyone describing what it actually is.
Something like the goosebumps feeling. I think that's called frisson, but it's distinct from that. But it's like a related kind of feeling, although different, was my impression. So I'm guessing throughout this research, you discovered that you are not susceptible to ASMR.
If anything, I suspect that I've got misophonia, which is the absolute opposite, like an aversion to hearing sounds like this. You know, having to listen to someone chewing their food or something would be really...
That is a horrible sound.
Exactly.
Once you notice it, yeah.
I knew a guy in school that had it a lot worse, I think. When, you know, everyone had to be silent when they were doing their exam papers and stuff, anyone coughing in the room, you could just see him twitching and being triggered by it. This is a normal human reaction. You don't even notice you're doing it. Dropping your pencil or coughing, and he'd be sitting there absolutely distracted from his paper. At least that's what he told us. He might have just been dumb.
Could have been powerful autism.
Could have been. So when you said, what is it apart from this sort of tingly sensation? When I had a quick look through Psychology Today, as highbrow as I am like that, they did say that there was not a lot of studies on it, because this has kind of only been going, or certainly only been coined, the term since like 2010. But there were some control studies, like very few of them done so far, but that people's heart, the people that responded to ASMR, so people that actually get triggered by ASMR, their heart rates and sort of skin temperature levels did decrease when they had these videos or sounds on, suggesting that it did actually help them relax.
It's just beginning to be studied scientifically, I think, isn't it? Having entered the public consciousness in the last 15 years or so. Scientists are beginning to have a look at it. But yeah. Is there really... I find this interesting, because there was one question that came up, although somewhat briefly, was, is ASMR even real? And I thought this is, in many instances, it's a fair question to ask. And this one, it struck me as a bit odd. If you've got a bunch of people telling you they get these tingly feelings and it helps them relax, is there any real need to question the validity of that? It's not really an outrageous claim.
I've heard some arguments mostly for it, because it seemed like a lot of the people or the articles that I saw, the articles content that I saw, was sort of one-sided. I guess it's hard to disprove that someone does have a positive reaction to something like that. Now, some of the later segments on this kind of morning TV show, apart from the girl saying that she made £60,000 a year from making these videos, which,
wow,
it triggered me in a way, but not in a tingly way. It just made me smash my fist into the desk in rage.
societal decline.
And scream, come on, how can this not be sexual when you literally wearing outfits?
That kind of money is sex money. It has to be.
Come on, like that level of money, sex sells is a cliche for a reason. And I find it hard to believe that there's the greater proportion of that isn't sexual, that was my starting opinion. And spoiler alert, I've not really changed from that. But the UK has an ASMR clinic in Portsmouth as well. And they had this woman on talking about it. Yeah, that's right. You can go there.
Clinic for what?
Mm-hmm. Because apparently it does help people with depression and relaxation. But it's not only sounds and stuff that they use in this clinic of like whispering close to you or like ruffling tinsel near you. But she's also taking like makeup brushes and brushing the side of your face lightly or the up and down your arms, because that to me is different. I would say that is just a pleasurable sensation of human touch. You know, it's nice, right? If someone runs their fingers along you in a certain way. Oh, I guess some people really don't like being touched, but for more people, that would seem to be legit.
I think that's a pleasurable sensation for most people, but I guess in the ASMR sensitive people, it triggers the ASMR feeling on top of that.
I don't know. I think that ASMR, it sounds to me like it should be this sound only or sight only thing if people are managing to make video content about it.
I think there's a variety of triggers that can work.
Okay.
All kinds of different sounds, I guess.
But that's sound.
Touch as well? Yeah, it does seem to mostly be sound. So the touch thing, I don't know, because a lot of this came up that people like watching videos with the sound of hair brushing or nails being clipped and these kind of things. But yeah, they weren't talking about actually that's not true. One comment, a single comment I read, said that she first experienced ASMR when she was having a haircut somewhere.
Okay. I would still say that's just a separate sensory thing where someone is touching you nicely and gently, because obviously you can't just grab someone by the hair, lift them up and cut off the chunk that you want to. Well, some people probably pay very good money for that, but I think
disgraced former hairdresser, Andrew.
Unprofessional hairdresser on the run. But I guess you're a man of science, so to me it just seemed like, is this people making up shit to legitimize their kink, for want of a better term?
People do that. I from my research, the answer was overwhelmingly it's not sexual. And some survey done by the ASMR University, which we'll get onto later. So yeah, I guess probably has maybe a biased clientele, but I don't know. For argument's sake, they've not. Only 5% of people said that they have a sexual component to their ASMR enjoyment.
5% of the people surveyed by the ASMR University.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that would be like the pro-smoking lobby going around everyone outside of a pub saying, do you think that there's any element of smoking you don't like?
I guess, but why would people deny the sexual element in an anonymous survey?
Because you've specifically targeted your audience from a group of people that are more inclined to agree with that, to legitimize your kink.
The internet's awash with unashamed kinks, where I wish people would be ashamed of it and hide it in the dark.
That's true. Okay, so you have been reading up on some of this stuff as well and watching, listening to some of the content.
Yeah.
Did you find it ever triggered a sort of nice tingly sensation in you? Any of these sounds or like a variety of things, I guess, you may have looked at or listened to or heard that affected people?
Generally, no. I don't think I was affected by any of the stuff, which I didn't think I would be. Mostly the weird little whispering voices and all that kind of stuff. I just found it bizarre, which I guess focused my attention, which maybe put me out of the frame of mind of being receptive to it anyway. But maybe I had a podcast going on in the background, an ASMR podcast, and maybe I began to feel a bit of like a relaxation towards it. Maybe if I was more open-minded or more relaxed, I'd be more... I am open-minded. What I mean by that is more receptive in the moment rather than in research mode. Maybe, okay. But I suspect I'm probably just Maybe I haven't given it a fair shot. I think I would know by now, actually, because most people, again, from this survey, said they first experienced the ASMR effect between the ages of around 5 and 10. So I think at my grand old age of 36, I would probably have experienced it at some point in my life by now, if I was susceptible to it.
You've actually kind of unknowingly and brilliantly segued into something that I was looking up anyway.
I am unknowingly brilliant.
I've always said that about you. It's certainly a lot of the time unknowing and modest. But this,
tell me why I'm brilliant.
This Psychology Today article I was reading, which stated a bunch of, or cited a bunch of studies. So like you said, it's fairly recent. This one, they in particular was talking about one done by Fred Borg, Clark and Smith from 2017. And it was examining the personality traits associated with ASMR.
This is fascinating.
So they found that people who experience ASMR had significantly higher scores in openness to experience. So I think you would potentially fall into that category because you said you are quite open to things. You don't necessarily have a close mind. Did you?
I've had two now.
I could do one for you. I have several tarot decks.
You must be open-minded-ish as well.
Open-minded to conning people. Nope. Cut that out, me.
Take my money.
So they had higher scores in openness to experience, but also in to being neurotic, whatever that means. And then lower scores in stuff like conscientiousness, extroversion, and agreeableness, which is interesting. So those people, they found that the common traits in people that did experience ASMR fell into those groups.
Yep. I thought that was really interesting.
And I tried listening to some various sounds. I didn't want to listen to the people eating, which is a whole separate thing. And we can talk about that in a minute. I was like, that's just going to irritate the shit out of me. And guess what? I was right. But I listened to some hand pan music. So there's people like tapping on these funky instruments. They were pretty cool. But it didn't get me any kind of tingly feeling. The whispering and brushing the screen and the hand fluttering, I got nothing.
So around 20% of people are susceptible, apparently, to ASMR, which is a massive, that's, you know, nearly 2 billion people worldwide. So no wonder there's a popular content creation community to this, because there's such a massive audience. 20% seems high.
It does, higher than I would have thought from having read up on it or tried it out. But they were also saying that because it's becoming more mainstream, it's like there's different groups of it coming off from it. But the article was suggesting that a lot of the more innocent types of videos that don't fall into the categories that I was suggesting, that it's all sexualized, so they have a lot in common with guided meditations and general relaxation techniques, which I think is maybe in line with what you were saying, that it made you feel potentially more relaxed, but not necessarily tingly. Because in those, you're also sort of just using cognitive behavioral techniques in distracting the listener from whatever was bothering them before by giving them sort of comforting sounds or something else to focus on, which is a valid technique and doesn't necessarily mean that ASMR is different from them or is an actual thing on its own.
Do you think it might not be a distinct thing?
I don't know, man.
I think it's a distinct thing. It's a weird hill to die on otherwise.
Oh yeah, like I can't say that it's not a thing. There's too much stuff out there now to ignore the volume of content.
We'll let them have it.
Although, yeah, you freaks can have it.
But it definitely seems to appeal to people who want to relax and maybe you have this neurotic personality traits and higher anxiety and that kind of thing. It seems to mostly, the majority of ASMR receptive people seem to be women who are also on average higher in anxiety for whatever reasons you would like to volunteer for that. But it's interesting that you say it might be a sexual element to it and you've got all these pretty content creators out there dressed all nicely. Is that to appeal to other women or to men, or what do you think?
Surely the easiest target audience for anything sexual is men.
The mighty simp.
Yeah.
Backbone of the economy.
something like that. If we just stay on the potentially more innocent side for a second, there was like a lot of people that do experience it or are speaking out positively for it in this Psychology Today thing as well, saying that it's just in has things in common with guided meditations and relaxations and stuff. There was one guy, Dutch guy, I want to say, based on his accent, who posts videos under the name Project Nightfall, who was quite for it and saying that it's, as well as being just for relaxation, or it is certainly the mainstream of ASMR, because as we can see in a minute there, it's not all things are created equal, and even in a community like that that's relatively new. But he was saying that it's one of the least toxic communities on the internet, that it's all loving and supportive, and that people who are using it just want to relax and don't have time for drama. What do you think about that?
It's rather annoying because there's very little to latch onto and hate there. That's all a very reasonable proposition. I get the impression that... What?
Just started laughing because I've got a big grin on my face when he says there's very little to hate on there. If anyone's going to find it.
I think that's all very reasonable. This is probably just me projecting, but I get the feeling in the community, the people that post on the forums about it, they almost want someone to hate it so that they have a cause to fight against. Because I get the general feeling with this ASMR community that they've discovered something cool, but they don't really have a purpose or a mission or anything like that. They don't even really need to spread awareness of it. It seems to be happening anyway. And it's just, you know, there aren't really any goals. People don't hate it. They're not oppressed. There's nothing to fight against. I feel like I've perceived a general lack of direction in the community, I guess. They kind of feel like that maybe they ought to do some science on it. Maybe it has some medical applications, but generally it just seems like a bunch of people who have discovered a cool thing and they don't really know what to do with themselves other than make more content for it because it's fun.
Interesting. From even just some of the comments this guy was reading out in support of it being a positive and non-toxic community to some of the ones that were highlighted in other people's videos, there's one guy who was looking at the darker side of ASMR, which I can talk about in a bit as well. But they all just seemed like the kind of thing that would litter any high view count videos or content in these people that just have to share their opinions and look for attention in the comments. That seems to be mostly what people were posting on there. Or these things like, oh, I lost a close friend a few days ago and I've had a really tough time. This has helped me get out of my head. Why do you have to tell a million plus people that are viewing this video as you anything like that? It's just attention-seeking comment whores that litter any of these videos like oil slicks on a beach. You can't have a high-content video without someone posting this kind of thing.
That's true. But that's true of everything, isn't it? And it could be 0.1% of people that are interested in AMSR. ASMR? AMSR? ARSM? AMSR? ASMR?
A moldy squirrel's rectum. AMSR.
But yeah, I don't think internet comments is a fair way to judge anything, really.
No, and I'm being unfair. People just love to share everything these days.
It's, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Aside from the sexual stuff, with it being more prominent on the internet, or at least having become spread quite far and wide, there was a New York Times article that I was interested in as well. I clicked on it because of the title. They clickbaited me with the title. And the question was, is everything an ASMR video now? This kind of supported what I was thinking from having watched a couple of hours of other stuff. But rather than just saying, yeah, everyone's just using this tag now because it's the hot new trend, that because it is more popular, people are using it deliberately in kind of these TikTok type videos or stuff that's not related to making people feel tingly. So they've noticed that people might get a positive response from it, or maybe even a genuine ASMR feeling from the kind of chopping sounds, or like these the animations where things pop quickly. And they've, you know, if you were making a cooking video, for example, and you like drop the onion onto the chopping board and it makes a kind of thud sound, and then you show your knife going through it and make a like nice clean cutting sound. Apparently those are all vaguely ASMR triggery type things, and you can increase the interest in your videos by having some of them subtly dropped into other places.
Hmm. Does it work as a random trigger here and there? I kind of got the impression it needed to be a fairly consistent flow of them.
I couldn't say for sure, given that I didn't experience it at all. So I couldn't then just go, right, now that I know, can I go and watch a cooking video and get my rocks off?
Mm. So you think people are using it just as a tag to hop on a hot trend now?
I wonder if it has just become a thing that if you've got any kind of sound in your videos that you can just stick the tag ASMR on it for a few easy clicks or clickbaity kind of things.
I think I actually saw some ASMR videos long before I ever knew what it was, with these attractive women going around sports cars, tapping bits of plastic and closing doors and stuff. But what the hell are you doing to that poor car? And I think in retrospect, that was probably an ASMR related. Am I saying it wrong? ASMR related.
We've just said it so many times that the combination of sounds has lost all meaning to us.
It's beginning to lose it. Yeah, going back to the title for a moment, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. I had some issues with that because I looked up the definitions of each word.
Yes, here we go. Hit me with some science.
The woman that coined this term in 2010 does now freely admit that, yes, okay, it's a sort of pseudo-scientific term, but whatever she called it was going to upset someone, which I think is a fair response, because before I read that, the words she'd chosen definitely upset me, given what I know about the phenomenon. I thought, this is a poor choice of words, and it made me immediately suspicious of the entire thing if it was based on incorrectly used words. But she freely says that, yeah, okay, it's not a perfect name, but you know, so what? In which case, I think fair enough. I'd be more irritated if she tried to defend it.
She isn't a scientist or isn't in a kind of psychology field herself, right? From what I saw,
no,
she's actually
a
cybersecurity or something like that, actually.
Something like that, yeah. She's, you know, not a million miles away from science, but it's the individual terms, autonomous sensory meridian response. So autonomous means spontaneous, or in her definition, spontaneous, self-governing, with or without control. Sensory, to do with the senses and sensation. Meridian, signifying a peak or climax or high point, and response, well, that's obvious what that is. So I took issue with autonomous because it's literally the opposite of autonomous. So without external input, it relies on external input. That's the entire point of it. And also, her definition of spontaneous, autonomous doesn't mean spontaneous. That's nothing to do with it. It's also not spontaneous because you choose when it happens. So I don't know. I had some problems with that. Sensory, sure, no issues with that. Meridian, this is an interesting one. She found in a dictionary somewhere that meridian, the high point of a civilization or something like that, which is a definition I couldn't find replicated anywhere else. A meridian is the place in which a celestial body will be at its highest point in the sky. Those are what the terms mean. And she wanted to use the term meridian to replace orgasm, because whatever term was used to refer to this before kept talking about it in terms of an orgasmic sensation, which I think most people in the community that were aware of it disagreed with. They were quite adamant it isn't an orgasm.
So this is A, where did you get your dictionary, love? And B,
yeah,
don't make it sexual, because it's not sexual for us. It's just a nice feeling, okay?
Pretty much.
But I guess, you know, to your point, if it's just a random pseudoscience collection of words, but it's now been latched onto and people are trying to almost legitimize it with articles and studies, how can you trust the foundation of it when it's just made up words? If I was to come up with something that was a new measure for how quickly things travel from point A to point B in a vertical line, but I called it microwave brick upside down sports, then I'm not legitimizing myself by giving it a name that means nothing.
This is true. I agree with that. But I also think pragmatically, what Jennifer said about, well, I'm not a scientist, I had to pick a name. Yes, okay, it's not the most scientific one, but no one was going to be happy regardless of what I said. I think that's actually fair enough. And it doesn't affect everything needs a name. And sure, the name's not perfectly descriptive, but does that change any of the results of it? Not really, I don't think. It gives this a lot more credence that it was literally just some random dickhead on a forum said, I'm going to call it this, and that stuck. I think that's better than some quack giving it this name, pretending that they're a legit authority. I'd have a bigger problem with that.
Well, the other name that I've heard used for it, or maybe just it was a descriptive term, was the Tingles. And I guess people are probably less likely to want to talk about that in mainstream culture. Like, oh, have you seen this new Tingles content? Well, what?
Yeah, ASMR has a veneer of respectability as long as you don't delve into it.
Very nicely said. She wanted to find a term similar to orgasmic, but not orgasmic. And I guess this is... Maybe it plays into that. Did you ever have that stupid thing in school where someone would say, oh, if we stroke your knee like this with it going from a closed hand to an open hand, people would, mm-hmm. It was like a thing for like 2 weeks in assemblies that people do that to each other on their knees. Like, it gives you 1/8 of an orgasm because kids are stupid.
Listen, Timmy, you don't even know what that is. You can barely pronounce the word, and it's going to be 5 years before you ever come close to doing that. But yeah, sure, an eighth. Because they can be divided into eighths.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't quite a fourth.
Was it good for you? Yes, I'd say 3/5, darling.
I'm 3/5 of the way there. So
nearly.
almost. Oh, lost it.
Well, there's something that I discovered in this, that it's not entirely just sensory-based. I think there's an element of psychology going on as well. I don't know if you came across this, but a lot of the ASMR triggers are related to kind of being cared for by another person. And that feeling, it wasn't clear whether you need that feeling to start the ASMR process or the ASMR process engenders that feeling, or maybe both. But there definitely seems to be a psychological element of being cared for by another human in it. You know, like the hair cutting or someone brushing your hair or things like that.
No, don't worry, I've got things to say about that.
psychological elements, or you're going to hear from me.
Something to say mean things about. Yup, got it. So not even just the content that I was looking at that was going into the darker side of ASMR, but some of the stuff on even the morning television shows were saying that it triggers a parasympathetic nervous response, which is what you're talking about, this feeling of being cared for, but it's one-sided. It's a one-sided relationship. So the content creator is making that person feel safe and appreciated and looked after, and that puts them in probably a more relaxed or a receptive state to this ASMR sensation.
One of the tips I saw for... if you want to create ASMR videos yourself, is to create that kind of intimate environment. And some of the content that's produced is done in a style of a close personal friend greeting you or taking care of you or something like that. Kind of, yeah, they call it an intimate style.
Mm-hmm. And one of the articles I read that I mentioned on digitmagazine.com from 2024 was kind of deconstructing or looking at the sort of parasocial relationships that content creators are encouraging in their videos by taking a few sort of two or maybe three examples you looked at in a case study. And filling your video with triggers for the ASMR sensation, but then also getting right up close to the camera and constantly repeating to the viewer, I love you and I care about you. That's a little trigger there for you guys if you're interested in that. I'm here to listen to you.
You ended up here. Yeah. You're in for an ASMR treat.
If you've not been put off by half an hour of someone screaming at you, and then you manage to find a trigger in the middle, good for you. But saying, I'm here to listen to you. I promise you on my life that this problem will get better, or this is your go-to video for anxiety and pain relief. It's encouraging an unhealthy relationship, I think. It's manipulation, whether it's... maybe they're saying, is it supposed to be a positive thing and that they're trying to give someone a nice experience? I think it feels like trying to build a dependency in the audience. And I suddenly found that very uncomfortable to even think about, like, I did not like it. It feels like if we look at the stuff from before where they're saying that people are, that experience this are more prone to neuroses and feeling depression, and then you come along and start telling them stuff like that, which is blatantly, clearly one-sided, and they can't respond back to you, but you go, mm-hmm, yeah, and what was that like for you? It's completely fake, and I did not like it. Discuss.
I didn't like it one bit, sir. No, I did not. Not one bit.
It reminds me, the way you've described it there, a little bit like the, I hesitate to use the word, relationship between simps and adult content creators, which we can, we'll get into another time on that one. But they're getting this, it's almost like another layer of pornography, this fakery that's pretending to be, instead of pretending to be sexual, it's pretending to, so someone cares about you. Maybe we can trick ourselves with it. Obviously, with porn, no one's tricked that it's a real person you're watching, but the feeling it creates is kind of as if they were. So maybe it's something like that, you're saying?
Yeah, they're saying that it's a one-sided, or it can cause the development of one-sided relationships, because the person viewing the content feels that they have had a close experience with someone who they've never met and who doesn't know them at all and who hasn't ever actively engaged with them. And that's,
but they must know they don't, right? They're not fooled by this, are they? Other than kind of the same way, I don't want to keep comparing it to porn, because I don't think ASMR is sexual, but in the same way you're not fooled by watching porn, even if it's directed at you, you don't think, wow, I've got an interaction with this person of some kind.
Well, this is why it started, when I say I don't like it, I felt like it was a manipulation of people that are maybe less mentally stable or healthy in encouraging them to have a one-sided relationship with your content just for the purpose of getting more clicks and views and then the monetization of that. So this kind of one-sided relationship content where you're faking intimacy with someone is also real bait for trolls or people that maybe actually will have a mental problem and start posting comments. And there are some examples of this in this. Okay, the source is Visual Ventures, and his video, The Darker Side of ASMR, was saying that after these kind of content stuff blew up, that you did have creators that, because they're making people feel that they have an intimate relationship with them, it started to get almost like an attack, or this, oh my God, I love you so much, what's your address? These kind of trolls, where it makes the content creator also then feel really uncomfortable and like you've overshared on the internet because people are suddenly attached to you in ways that you didn't necessarily want.
Isn't that just the cost of doing business, though? There's always going to be nutters on the internet.
Yeah, that's also the sad conclusion I came to. If you share anything online, you're sooner or later you're going to come across someone who's going to have a reaction to it in this way.
Yeah, I don't think most normal, well-adjusted people would be taken in by that pseudo-intimacy.
But they encourage it. It's like, as you said, if some of them are scenario-based where you're in a barbershop or someone's doing your makeup, because those are, they incorporate the visual cues into those as well, like rubbing a brush close to the camera so that it looks like someone's putting on your makeup and things like this, or brushing your hair.
Someone's caring for you.
Yeah.
I saw one video which was done from the style that the content creator had kidnapped you.
Which I didn't see. It was popular as well. I didn't see how that could possibly engender a feeling of safety. Just like, your hands are tied behind your back. Don't worry about it. Relax. I'd be worried. I don't know. That, maybe I should have watched the whole thing. That definitely struck me as branching into a new vein of this.
Okay. So that's also great, because we can now talk about some of the darker side or the uncomfortable stuff that also now falls under the banner or the umbrella of ASMR, and also suggests to me that also being used as a tag for clickbait when it's not really content that's designed to give you this tingly feeling, which is what I think ASMR is supposed to be about. Did you find any of that kind of stuff?
Of what kind of stuff, sorry?
The more disturbing video content or sounds that are being tagged as ASMR.
Other than this kidnap one, not really, but I actually didn't watch that many videos of it, which is, maybe I should have done. I ended up going more into the neurology and psychology of it than and less on the actual content watching, which I probably should have done more of.
Okay, so let me just throw a few of these at you.
Yeah, hit me.
See what you think. Fart ASMR.
Okay, that's...
I didn't make it up.
That has to be sexual.
Apparently it, unironically, it blew up a few years ago.
I mean, there's going to be limits to this, right? There's, at the last count, I think 25 million YouTube videos tagged with ASMR. Even a small percentage of people that are interested in a sexual element or blending it. So I don't see why you can't blend it. It's going to produce sexual content like that. But I don't think the mainstream ASMR, if it is such a thing, is sexual. But yeah, the ASMR farting, that's... I mean, why that should be sexual is another question, but I know it is for some people. That has to be, right? That has to be.
That's what I would say. And then some of the... So this guy was going on, same one I mentioned a second ago, when he was talking about darker side. I think a lot of his content was, because he's a content creator himself, he's making YouTube videos. Some of his what is the darker side was saying that these innocent ASMR videos are getting branded or tarred with the same brush as these ASMR erotica. ASMR, not pointing that to,
I like,
apparently that's a term, that's the sexual side of it, and that people that are not making sexual based content are getting slapped with the big old ban hammer on YouTube saying that they've got not safe for work content and that they shouldn't be posting it, whereas you've also got people who make videos that say ASMR and seem highly fetishized, like the, you know, they're wearing anime girl costumes and cat ears and dressing up as nurses.
I mean, that's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
But apparently they're saying it's not sexual content and they're still there and their videos are still monetized.
Press X to doubt.
Yes, exactly. And then what is also getting an ASMR tag is mukbang videos. Heard of those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's on our list of topics to cover.
Great. So thrilled for that. Just great.
Listeners, if you don't know, mukbang is a Korean phenomenon of watching videos of people eating.
Watching videos of people overeating, yes.
Overeating, oh no. I don't want to do this one.
Yeah, so that is specifically people eating huge portions and far too much food. But then how is it ASMR? Because apparently eating sounds and close up to the microphone, and it's not just these ones where people are overeating stuff. It could just be someone eating fried chicken or slurpy noodles or eating soup. Apparently that's ASMR content. And I can't think of many things worse to put in my ear holes than the sound of someone slurping super close.
I think it's such a broad... There's so many people that can experience it, if you believe the 20% statistic. And there's so many different triggers that the variety of videos that could be made to cater to any one of these niches within the niche would be massive. So there's always going to be... And also the content creation machine is going to try and find every single little possibility of getting a click from someone. And if they can combine things to do it, then they will.
And what further supported my ravings that it's just a tag now that you can attach to most videos and hope that someone clicks on
it. But also, people.
Yeah, but maybe someone experiences something from it that you can legitimately use it. If there's like really gross stuff coming up. So it won't be real people apparently, usually, thankfully. There's like an anime character in what seems like a nice setting to start with, and then they develop some kind of a horrible skin condition or infection that gets shown really close up.
What? Where have you been?
not even that far, exactly. This is just go find this content that's got these tags on it, and you'll come across these. Just, I would say this is not nice stuff.
That sounds fair. I mean, the internet will corrupt anything. It will take literally anything, and someone will make it sexual.
Yeah, or just grim. What I actually quite like, though, is that with it having exploded, and you mentioned there being this Korean cultural thing about the eating and these mukbang videos, is that apparently those were outlawed in China.
Really?
Especially the ones of pets overeating, because that's another ASMR thing.
God, really?
Which is just cruel to animals, which I really didn't like as well.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Overeating with animal cruelty. Oh, Jesus.
But thankfully, they, at least one part of the world, you know, authoritarian or not, but it's been outlawed by them as part of their anti-food waste laws.
Wow. Of all things to put it under, fair enough. I would never have thought I would look to China to provide my moral social guidance on what's appropriate or not. In the West, we just seem to let everything fly. absolutely everything, apart from child porn.
It's just bad stuff, and at least someone is saying you can't make that. But if the videos are mostly coming out of that region, I guess. Made myself sad now.
Let me see if I can take you back to something that might make you a little less sad. So one of the questions I thought was interesting is, why ASMR? Why does it happen? So I think we've agreed, it seems pretty established that it does happen, but what's the neurological basis and why do some people experience it and some don't? And so there's one theory that I read, which I like, which is that it's a human version of grooming. So like apes grooming each other and that kind of social interaction. And people have, I don't know how they did this exactly, but they've studied, what, the colobus monkeys? I can't remember. Some primates anyway. They must have put them in an MRI and had them grooming somehow. I don't know how they did this. That's a whole other question. But anyway, they've somehow scanned the brains of these monkeys that were engaged in the grooming process. And the way the brains lit up looked like this kind of euphoric state that they enter. And when you scan people who are human people currently experiencing ASMR, similar brain areas or the same brain areas light up as well. But that isn't proof in itself, because the brain areas that light up are responsible for like a massive range of tasks and thought processes, including decision making. And that doesn't prove anything on its own, but it's an interesting correlation. And I think given that people report quite often that there's a caring element to it, or that feeling that they're seeking and relaxation, that's very similar to the primate grooming process. So you can see there's a group bonding going on. They're relaxed and they're taking care of each other. So I kind of like that theory, that it's a human related analogous process of grooming. Did you come across that?
I guess that supports some of these positive articles or content for ASMR, almost saying don't worry about all the other weird stuff. It's definitely not sexual. It's more about, or it triggers the senses in your brain of comfort and familiarity, and harkens back to childhood where you would be being cared for. And it does make me think that the sensation of touch is probably triggering similar things to the sensation of touch when someone is lightly brushing your arm or your back or your head, because we would do that to children anyway, right? It's quite normal to like brush your child's hair out of their face, or just while they're kind of there with you in a closeness, you would kind of rub their arm or their back or something like that. There is a comforting element to it. Maybe it's triggering that portion of the brain, but some people who are receptive to it don't need the physical touch element to feel that. It's like a sound and a visual that manages to do the same thing, because I would think that surely it's got to be a greater than 20% of the population could experience that if there was physical touch involved. My guess, based on nothing, no science.
Come here for radical conjecture.
Yep.
That's what you're getting. Yeah. And I mean, it's a nice feeling anyway, like when your partner's stroking your hair or whatever. It's very relaxing. I don't know if that same feeling could be created by watching sounds. That leads me to another point, actually, on synesthesia. If that feeling could be created in listening to these sounds, would I think it was a special thing? Yeah, probably I would, actually.
So maybe we're coming full circle and saying that it's not just necessarily someone's kink, but it's people who are able to trigger that nice, relaxed, comforted feeling of physical touch, but without physical touch.
Potentially, which is interesting, because one thing people have said, well, the question people have asked is it synesthesia? Synesthesia is a blending of the senses. Have you heard of this before?
Nope, but thanks for explaining what the big word you just dropped on me was, because I was going to have to ask. So.
No problem. So I think it's quite rare in the population. A few percent of people can experience this, but it's when your senses kind of cross over. So you might hear a sound which also makes you see a color, or you can smell something that has a sound. As if you ever come across people like this?
Only in a kind of like an illustrative example. If you heard the sound of frying and you started to immediately think of bacon, or you sort of smell bacon.
That's different. So that's associating something with something else. So it would be, instead of hearing the sound of frying and thinking, bacon, and remembering what the smell of bacon be, the difference, if you had synesthesia, you might hear the sound of frying and actually literally smell the bacon. Except it probably wouldn't be such a obvious association as something like that. You might hear the sound of frying and instead you smell, I don't know, freshly cut grass or something.
Mm, interesting.
Where there's no reason to associate one with the other. It's a pretty cool phenomenon. But my theory is that this is, well, I don't know if I can claim this theory, but my conclusion is synesthesia is something distinct from ASMR. I don't think they're the same thing. I don't think they're related. Because with synesthesia, when you change the inputs, you get a different output. So your sound of frying that makes you smell freshly cut grass, if you change that to the sound of, I don't know, bricks clinking together, and then you smell chocolate. That's changing the input, getting a different output. Whereas ASMR, it's a whole variety of different inputs, but you get the same feeling as an output.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't think it's synesthesia.
Is that, it sounds just, because maybe I've given a bad example, but it just sounds like associations. Like, hear the sound of car keys, run away in fear because your father's home.
Hear the sound of car keys, smell your father.
It's me.
It smells of whiskey and petrol. And Corvette grease.
Smells like a poorly maintained workshop and abuse.
Smells like a car that he loves more than his children.
I'm laughing and crying at the same time.
But no, I think synesthesia is not just association. It's sort of involuntary sensory result, which you might then associate after it's happened to you several times.
No, the closest I came to any kind of genuine scientific conclusion in my research was that I might have misophonia that I mentioned earlier on. Is that just aversion to these kind of sounds, or maybe a hypersusceptiveness to sounds that it just makes you have an involuntary physical reaction of like flinching when you hear them? And I found that I could not look at and watch and hear the eating videos and stuff like that. And even the whispering, I decided to see if I was able to, it just bugged me.
That's understandable. I'm fine with people eating until I notice what they're doing, and then I just get kind of disgusted by it. Not just the sounds, but just watching people eat. If I ever become conscious of it, I'm like, ugh.
I found that maybe just having tried to read up on this kind of stuff, I was thinking about it at work in the last week or so. So I'm now conscious of the fact that there's a guy who sits behind me to the left, and every day at around 8 o'clock he eats a yogurt and slurps it. And now I have to put headphones in at work so I don't hear it.
You don't have to hear this, asshole.
ASMR has triggered the opposite effect to me. It's not made me relaxed. It's just made me more nervous about everyday scenarios.
Only you, Andy, could.
Thanks, internet.
How upsetting.
No, it's not that bad. I'm exaggerating. But misophonia is a thing, so it's not just me.
Mm-hmm. One more thing I wanted to mention was, on this ASMR University website, which I think was founded by Jennifer, the person that coined the term, she's certainly involved in it, has a few different things, has its own podcast, which I think is done in an ASMR-inducing style.
Let's go take them down.
These pervs. No, I don't think they're pervs. I think there are also pervs, but I don't think it, by definition, has to be. But the one thing they have on it is get a degree in ASMR.
From the ASMR University.
I think so.
Put that in your resume.
You get a master's degree, a doctoral degree, and one of the things they say is think, at least for the doctoral degree, they're like, think of a research question, then go ask a professor to sponsor you or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think this needs degrees. I don't even know what you'd get a degree in.
This is like McDonald's University to me.
Yeah.
I majored
in
Big
Macs. They take it very seriously. I mean, they do point out that at the beginning, this is a degree for lols.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, this will not help your social and professional life.
You're not going to get a job at JP Morgan with this degree.
Well, you know, they're all psychopaths there. Yeah. Just go whisper in there in the interview. Maybe you'll get a super good job.
Maybe they'll love it. But yeah, this goes back to what I was saying. It feels to me like the community doesn't really know what to do with itself.
I mean, it's pretty new. As we said, it's only been coined really in 2010 as a term. People have potentially been experiencing that for a lot longer and just don't know.
I suspect throughout civilization, probably. I don't think this was invented.
But we're at this point in humanity's evolution, right, where there isn't so much of a driving need for survival instincts and stuff, really. So maybe people just never really bothered to think of it before because you're too busy from working in the field for 10 straight hours just so that you have some potatoes for you to live off of for the next cold spell. You didn't really come home and think, Ah, oh, I could really do with some ASMR now. Disease-riddled wife, who's also 13, please whisper gently at me.
Ah, the sound of peeling potatoes. Very soothing. Yeah, I don't know. They probably just never bothered to name it because they had better things to do.
People bursting their plague boils maybe was triggering someone somewhere. Oh, it's so good. So relaxing.
Plague boils.
I guess it's probably worth deciding ourselves, like, 'cause you're now saying that you don't think it's necessarily sexual, though, ASMR. Maybe we can come to some kind of conclusion.
I think it's definitively necessarily not sexual. The physical phenomenon of ASMR, I think, is distinct entirely from sexual arousal. It might put people in a relaxed mind. They then feel like, oh, maybe I could be down for some nookie at this point. But I think the relaxed state that ASMR induces, I think, has absolutely nothing to do with sexual arousal.
Okay.
I'm sure people might like to blend the content.
I would say that you're saying that ASMR as a sensation is valid and inherently non-sexual.
Yes.
But I would say that if we're looking at this as a subculture and as a set of content that exists now on the internet, my takeaways were that people will basically sexualize anything.
Yeah. So if it gets them a click.
Maybe the sensation itself, not sexual. I would say that a lot of the content is being targeted in that way because it's an easy way to sell something to someone. Click on this video because there's a what could be perceived as an attractive girl who's saying that she'll do nice things to you.
Some e-bimbo that's being nice to you.
Sure.
How dare people enjoy that?
Filthy. I think that as a community, just from the number of things I've thrown at you that the internet vomited onto me in turn, the eating stuff, the farting stuff, the fact that there's visual stimuli as well as audio ones, that anything like that will fracture given the opportunity, like it will just spread out.
I'd be interested to know what proportion of ASMR content and ASMR views is commanded by the more potentially seedy end of it and how much is just down the line crinkling and tapping.
Maybe we can follow up. We can give some hard stats. The only other thing I could really say was that to me, I don't like the idea of it as a content creating community because I do think that it feels like a manipulation and a fairly blatant one because you're encouraging that closeness between people and it's not everyone's going to suddenly latch onto you and think that you're their girlfriend because they watched 30 hours of your videos. But the way that they're driving people to see and engage with that content is by rightly or wrongly basically manipulating them and making them feel like that. But that was just my opinion there.
Aren't they just giving people what they want? Don't people want to be manipulated with that illusion of closeness if they're watching the videos?
That's a slippery slope, giving people what they want.
I mean, I'm against it on principle.
Giving people what they want?
Yeah, generally, I'd say that poor moral fiber results from that. Give them suffering. But no, giving people what they want, if it's not harming anyone, well, is it harming themselves? I suppose that's the question with giving people what they want. Is it harming other people? Is it harming themselves, even if they want it?
Is it harming anyone? I don't know. I guess if I can go back to this Dutch guy, he kind of left me with what feels like a summing up thought, and maybe there's not really any answer beyond that. But he said that rightly or wrongly, there's no harm in enjoying your body sensations. So if you found these videos do relax you or make you feel happier, and as you said, it's not hurting anyone, then there's nothing inherently wrong with that either.
I would agree with that. And I would say, much as we've viewed it through a suspicious lens, I'd say ASMR is a pretty clean area on the whole. I'd say that the mainstream is quote unquote clean. I don't think there's anything seedy about it. So sure, there's fringe stuff, but some of the stuff we're going to cover later, I don't think I'll be drawing that conclusion somehow.
Just no getting away from the fact that it's terrible, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we can agree to disagree because I am against, not against, I don't like the idea of ASMR because of what I think it represents. And I don't think that the community is as innocent as they would like to be. But you're saying that as a sensation and the majority of content is probably relatively innocent.
I think so. Even if it's, even the stuff that's not innocent, is it wrong? Would you shut it down if you could?
The eating stuff, yes. The animals overeating, yes. the manipulation of people for clicks in general. Yes. Internet moral police here.
Let's go on to eradicate culture entirely.
Yeah.
It's all wrong.
Everyone, for the next 6 hours, we're enjoying the color white and nothing else.
Nice and safe.
Okay. I learned some stuff, and I don't think that I came out with the same opinion as I went in, and it was definitely more interesting to hear that you'd done the neurological research on it than I had just clicks on a bunch of disgusting videos.
I think my opinion has changed a bit from talking to you as well. In my research, I didn't really come across the dark side very much, apart from possibly that kidnap video, which I kind of backed away from slowly. But yeah, there's more of a dark side to it than I would have credited for. I still suspect it's in the extreme minority. Well, certainly minority.
Sadly, that's anything on the internet, I guess. The dark side is always there.
The internet will make it dark.
It's the shadowy reflection of our real world.
It sure is. It's the id, the human id.
God.
In a world of no accountability.
And
or shame.
Anonymity.
Mm.
Great. Let's leave it there on the potentially fractious and not at all opinionated topic of ASMR.
I wonder if we've alienated all of our potential listeners already.
If you've not been alienated, leave us some kind of comment.
Don't worry, your time will come. We're covering everything there is. We will find something that pisses you off.
Yeah. Please also leave us a comment with what you do like so we can find and destroy it. Are you a cat person?
I'm coming for you. That's enough.
Thanks, Joe. You're a treat as always.
Thank you, Andy. My pleasure.
If you enjoyed today's episode, why not check out some other alternative content from some of our friends?
Welcome to the That's Effin' Weird podcast, where we cover anything weird.
A month later, her foot was found in a retention pond 150 miles away.
Unsettling.
He reinstates a bounty system that was used during the French and Indian War, which is a scalp bounty. So basically, you get paid $134 if you bring back an enemy Native American scalp.
Informative.
The costume that they used for that Bigfoot episode was the same costume in a Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow. And sometimes funny.
Digging their claws into me would be something that would, I don't know if I could, I think it would hurt. I mean, obviously it would hurt, but I don't know.
This is for survival, though. You got time to think about the pain afterward.
True.
I mean, you're fighting for your life here, like, yeah, it hurts when I'm just, you know, trying to eat my breakfast and the cat's scratching me.
If there's anything you guys want us to cover, be sure to leave us a comment or hit us up in our Discord. But just remember, we don't want stuff that's normal. We want stuff that's effing weird.